Right, trying to move weiter on this sugya of Marasayan we discussed yesterday. The Ramah, here again at Siv Gimel, I printed it again. The Ramah makes the comment here in Siv Gimel that the Nogu Lasus Cholov Mishkevim, some people have the practice to make almond milk and Manichim Babisarof, and they would put the chicken, eat it together with chicken, meaning without any hecker, without doing anything else, without any kind of reminder or anything. And the Ramah is okay with it. He says, "Hol v'enarach midrabbanan," because regular b'sar oaf with regular milk is also midrabbanan. So, whether it's not real milk at all, I mentioned yesterday at the end that Placey points out that we said it. You know, almond milk is not really milk. We call it milk, you know, in English also, but it's not really milk. It's really juice. It looks like milk, okay, but it doesn't mean it's milk. So it's not really, the Rabbanan never declared that almond milk is milk. And therefore, the Rabbanan is okay with having chicken, which even in regular milk is only the Rabbanan. So he's okay with having chicken with almond milk, even without a hecker. However, of Sar Behema, if you're having actual red meat, real meat, that's Basa B'chol, that would be Basa B'chol, but would it be regular milk? So then, the Eshlanich Eitzel Chol Shkeidim Mishum Marasayim is concerned about Marasayim, or one form of Marasayim, at least we made the Chilik yesterday, but it's okay to put the Shkeidim, you know, next to it, so it's clear that it comes from almonds and so on. He makes the connection to Dam, right? That we mentioned actually the place he points out over here in our Siman and also there. In the early simon regarding dam, there's a big difference because dam, there's an effect of formal xerid about dam. Dam is also, the Torah says dam is also, but dam dog, and the Torah says is muslim, mutter, but it looks like regular dam. I mean, it's one of these things where the Torah says dam behema, dam chayav olf is also, but dam dogim is mutter. So Rabbanan made xerid, you better not eat dam dogim either because the asset it made to Rabbanan. So that was a formal xerid, real xerid of Marasayim. So there we said that the number one, the hecker, perhaps, as Rabbi Begin made the question, the hecker maybe has to be a stronger hecker. It can't just be you put a few things next to it. It has to be more organically related or more, at least more clear. You made the hecker the other time. It means organic or means greater hecker. Okay, whichever it means, but it's certainly more than what's mentioned over here. And the other point Rabbi Begin mentioned that what about if the dam is only also the abona, dam should be shulman. The suggestion is that no, even there would be machmir, even by dam was only also darbanan, because that was a formal gzeirah. Just like we saw the distinction yesterday between the type of marasayin, let's say by shchita ben pakua, we said that even though it was only because of marasayin, but there it was, you make a bracha when you do the act of shchita, even though it was only because of marasayin, but it was an actual gzeirah darbanan. So then we follow like that Arash Bor writes and some Achronim writes, we always make a bracha. Because it's a din d'rabbanan, we always make a bracha on a din d'rabbanan. Whereas over here, there's no formal din d'rabbanan. Well, the other case we mentioned by Hanukkah, lighting in another doorway, because someone might think that you didn't light over there. If the passes by, you have two doorways facing two different directions in the chotzer. So there, that's there. We said we wouldn't make another bracha. We made that chilukah. Okay. I also pointed out, I printed again here, the Yom Shul Shlomo disagrees, the Mashal disagrees with this Rulung and the Ramah, and he says even when it's only a d'rabbanan, you have to be concerned about Marasayim. Okay, and therefore you reject the Kula of the Ramah, who says that if it's chicken with almond milk, you don't have to do anything. The Ramah says in Yom Shul Shomer Chul in Perek Ches, in Oz Beis, so he quotes the sugi in Kriyas that we mentioned, what's most Nogeh for us, we said the end. Okay, he says, by Dam, so he mentions they put the kaskasim and so on. Shenias kaskasim b'socha obetzido lahekem shadam ehenu mishimachi nira bepurim shurigil lechol tarnagolas b'chol shkedim. Like I mentioned the other time, that the people had a little shtick. They would have not real basa b'chol, obviously not real chicken, not chicken with real milk chas shalom purim, but they would have it with the almond milk, a sticky thing. So that's also in lo shenias shkedim. Klufen b'sochan or b'tzidon lehekeri. He doesn't mention that. He doesn't jump for that chilek. That's what it is. B'sochan or b'tzidon. That he's okay with the Mar Ramah. But he says it has to be a heker. He says, especially by b'sar of, because otherwise people think I'm b'sar of. B'sar of anyway is mutter, right? It's only d'abonon. Like some people say even today, it's only d'abonon anyway. You know, people are not as nervous about it. Anyway, but the point is he says even b'sar of, perhaps more so b'sar of, he says you have to have a heker, which Ramah didn't say. So the shach, let's look to now number three. The shach here in Arsum pays nine to cotton vog. The shach says that therefore cholam mishkeidim, the almond milk is not exactly the same as dam dogim. Okay, he says because there it says in kinsu b'kli osum emarasai elam kinyesh bo kaskasim shniko shudam dogim fine, and because otherwise Because dam is really awesome in the raisa, and the person will come to see that you may eat, if you eat dam dogim, they'll say dam behema also. He doesn't spell it out, but I think is almost saying the same thing over here. He's saying by dam, dam is a regular gzer d'rabanan. They said dam dogim looks like dam behema, you know, that it is dam. It actually is dam, not pretend. It's not like this is not really chalav. This is something we call chalav. We refer to that. That's one step removed. I'm saying, remember the place he said at the end. We don't find the thing. We're not allowed to drink red wine. Oh, it looks like blood. So people go, oh, it must be okay. No, it's not blood. It's wine. Same thing here. It's not milk. It looks. It has some texture similar to it. It's not milk. So therefore, it's one step removed. Dam dogim actually is dam. I mean, it is dam. It happens to be that the dam, that dam is mutim in the Torah, but it is dam. So therefore, it's a different situation. Anyway, so over here he says, what's the concern? The concern is someone will see dam dogim and I'll think even dam behema, which is also daraisa, is mutter. That's the concern over there. But here he says, "Av b'sar of b'chol mamish hu drabanan." He's just trying to explain the chiluk. Why b'sar? Why we're makel by a drabanan? Why is an omar sign by a drabanan? Because what's the omar sign? He says someone will think that he says by b'sar lachem b'sar behem b'chol shu osmid oraisa ish l'nichat soshkenim because we actually are shu chol mamish. But by a drabanan, we're not so worried. If someone's going to say he's violating drabanan, we're not as worried about that. That's what the shach says. Ramo holds. Well, that itself is a problem. But first, he raises a second problem. He says, one second, if that's true, let's think this through. Says the Shach, if that's true, that when it's only a concern of the Rabbana, we're not worried about Marisayim. Says the Shach, Elfi Zeh, Tzorach Lomar Demayri Bibishul. This case must be talking about where it was Basar Chalav, well, it was Basar, Bzar Of with, or Bzar Behemah, the case of Bzar Behemah, with milk that was cooked together. Because let's remember, if it's not cooked together, then there's no way to the rice anyway. Derek Bisho also talk, right? You follow? And what was this case here? The case they're almost talking about. Or b'sar behenga, whatever you put in it. What does it mean? You have a bowl, I'm not exactly sure what they did exactly, but they had a bowl of coconut milk or almond milk or something, and you put a piece of meat inside. Well, that's not also the rice. It wasn't cooked together. Even if it were real milk, it wouldn't be also the rice. Right? Even if we're real milk, we'll be basa d'abana. Again, we discussed basa v'chala as opposed to basa v'chala, fine. But midaraisa, derech bishol asa Torah. So says the Shach, wait a second. If the Ramo is right, that when we're dealing with d'abana, we're not worried as much about marisayim. So one second. So unless it's cooked together, we're dealing with d'abana even by b'sar behema. So why does Ramo say, avo b'sar behema, then yesh aliyah chetzal chal shkedi mishu marisayim? Why? That's also only d'abana. Unless it's cooked together. LMI, you have to say it. That's the case. He was told. It's one of somehow, so it was cooked together. I guess you could see it was melted cheese. Well, it wasn't cheese. Whatever was, you know, it was hot. That was a hot dish. So it looks like it was cooked together. You hear the Shach's horror? Right? Because otherwise it would only be Darabonim even by Bisar Behema. Dilav Hoche, Fulu Bisar Behema, Lucky Sudaraisa. They ain't talking about Eshkedim. If Ramo's assertion is correct, you don't have to worry about Mari Simon or the Rabbanan. So if this dish that the guy was eating and that Ramo was referring to, this nagu, this practice they had, must be that it was stuff that was cooked together. Yeah? That's the R of the Shach. Because otherwise, it's only Derek Bishos Torah. It was just cold or whatever. It's not the rice either, even by Bisar Behema. Right? So therefore, it must be that it was cooked together. The only thing is the aura that I wanted to make on this, discuss a little bit, is that if that's true, it's a little bit unusual, it seems, at first glance, anyway, to be a little bit of an unusual Marisayan. Because what is the Marisayan here? What's the Marisayan? That it was cooked together previously, right? In other words, it was
unless
Rishi
Shaf is saying that when the Ramah says they're not together, it's kind of like, right,
lasos chalav, maybe that. Lasos chalav, maybe referring to act of bishul. Okay, yeah, okay, you could say that. All right, you could say that. That's a horror. Lasos was the preparation. And the point is, usually maris ayin is that what I'm doing right now. Okay, what I'm doing right now is going to mix people up. The maisa that I'm doing right now is going to create the wrong impression. Here. It's project to some extent, and it's projecting back to what was done. It was cooked together already, you know. So, but you're right, you could say that that's what Rambam means, Nagulas, the Gorar, okay, so, you know.
But,
all right, yeah.
But you're eating it now.
Right? You're eating it now, right, okay.
So you're eating something which was cooked before.
You have to be able to tell that it was cooked together.
Yeah,
and a chalami. So the answer is it could be a hot dish that was clear that it was cooked together. It would have to be like
that. It's Mark's eye on the bishul that happened before. It's Mark's eye and eating something bushel now.
Right, but then you have to say that it's clear that it was cooked, you know. But I just want to point out anyway, it's not really a question. Okay, because it is such a marasayan. Even if you had the two, you know, it was cooked together, but now you can't really tell how it was cooked or something, even then it would not be a problem anyway. Okay, because we do have such a marasayan on something that happened. That's the sugya in Shabbos, kuf mem vav mud beis. The Mishnah says the following, so it's number four. Mishnah, Shabbos, kuf mem vav mud beis. Mishnah noshu kelev baderech b'mayim. Okay, guy was walking the street and he got caught in the rain. I just saw someone just sent me a thing that they're developing. They wanted to develop some type of umbrella. So this is a Shabbos umbrella that says it's Magen Shabbat, it's protecting Shabbos. It's left open and you don't open it. And then they caught it out. Rabbanim didn't like it. So I don't know that some Rabbanim did like it, some didn't like it. Anyway, the umbrella is a whole Shabbos anyway. They'll be hooded. You know, some sofas seem to be ready to make it, except that other people didn't like it. So he deferred. Anyway, but but it could happen. You know, it happens just this past Sunday. You know, I don't know if you noticed, it was on and off rain Sunday. So I had a L'chaim Sunday. So we walked home. I was ready to leave. My wife wanted to stay longer. So it was outdoors, but they had tents, which was fine. But I decided to walk home. It was only a 10-minute walk from my house. And lo and behold, 5 minutes, boom, clouds opened up. So I came out, I was soaked. I was like a cold. I sat in my car, turned on the heat, and just let my clothes dry. But sometimes it happens. We all have the experience coming home from shul and getting soaked. That's what happened to this guy. So Mahalak ben Menachosha, she certainly can walk, okay? I mean, wearing those wet clothes. Rashi says over there in Shabbos, Shabbos. Okay, different day. Fell into the water. Whatever happened, they got wet. All right, now, when he gets to a place near the where he's going, right, a makom mishtamer, it's a safe place, so then he can take off the clothes and dry them in the sun, right? Shotam chama, put in that. Now it was a little rain, whatever you call it, a rain shower, you know, in the summertime. And after the rain went away, it was a bright sun again, so now he can dry it off. But avalo kenegad ha'am, but he can't dry these clothes in front of where people can see. Why, says Rashi, Shiach Shadu Shekibson, because it's a chashi, it's like washed on Shabbat. Huh? Mesech Ma'am. Yeah, Mesech Ma'am looked like you laundered the clothing on Shabbos. Okay, now we don't think about this because usually you have a dryer. Even when I was a kid, we had a dryer. The dryer is not that recent. Reason. But one time they used to have clotheslines. You know what a clothesline is? Okay, one they used to have clotheslines. I mean, first of all, in the cities, you could see it all the time. You could see it there, but certainly in Eretz Yisrael. I had a dryer as a little kid growing up. So my mother didn't use clotheslines. But I remember going to Eretz Yisrael.
Still is.
Probably still, yeah. Probably more people have it now, but I remember going to my aunt's house, you know, the bathroom. I mean, I would help with the laundry. I'd clip it up, and, you know, on this clothesline, put this thing from one mirpeset to the other mirpeset, and we pulled it in, and it baked in the sun, so the clothes were always stiff, you know. All right. Anyway, so that looks like, and I'm not washing Shabbos, and I'm not hang up stuff to dry on Shabbos. See, that's the Mishnah. Okay? Now, so the Gemara raises a kashan, is very important for our sugya too. Okay, we'll see at the end how it relates to us also. Kuf mem vav mud beis, the Gemara in that Mishnah says the following. Amar Huda Marav, kol mokom shasuch, famous statement, right? Kol mokom shasuch hachamim, b'nei maris ayin, afilu b'chad b'chador ha-mazim. The statement of Rav, that anything which they asu, because the marisayan is also even bechadre chadorim, the inner sanctum, right? The room within the room, most private room, there's nobody there, no one's going to see it, doesn't matter. Once something was asu, because the marisayan remains also, even if you'll argue, well, there's nobody here, and nobody goes by, it doesn't matter. That's the ruling of Ra. Okay? Kol mokom shosachom in marisayan, afilu bechadre chadorim also. As once the Rabbanan asked it, maybe their motivating factor behind Asr is Mayer Zion, but once it's Asr, then it's Asr, even if your particular circumstances, nobody here, nobody sees it, and so on and so forth, right? That's the famous ruling of Rav. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean, Tanan? It means you like Vatanan. What about our Mishnah? Shotchan b'chamal lo kenegad am. According to Rav, you shouldn't be able to do it even in private places. The Gemara seems to say that you can dry the clothes if it's in a private Mokham Mishumar, Mokham Mishtamer, nobody's there, nobody sees it, then it's okay to dry these wet clothes in the sun, because nobody's going to think you wash, because nobody, you wash your clothes, because nobody's going to see it. But doesn't that go against Rav's rule? So my answer, then, Chanami, you're right, Tanoi, it's actually my focus. Not everyone agrees with that Stam statement in our Mishnah. Tanoi de Tanya, Shotchan Bechama Avalo Kenegadam. That's parallel to our Mishnah, Tanakama. But Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, also in Taka. Okay, the other Tanoi disagrees. They say, no, you can't even do it. You can't even do it Shalom Kenegadam. Right? Because of this rule, they'll agree. So Rav Zul is going to Shtim. Rav Zul is going to go with Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, who Aser, Shotchan Bechama Avalo Kenegadam. That's the cooler. That's like our Mishnah. Okay, but the Rebbe Lezer Shimon disagrees. He said, no, you can't be Shotchan at all. Right? Okay, good. The Rambam paskins this way. Parak Chav Beis, Halacha Chav, Hilchos Shabbos. B'chein mishanosho kele b'mayim, ma'alek b'en v'echoshen shemis. What's the rule of, why can you continue to walk? Well, why not? Why does the Mishnah have to say, ma'alek b'en v'echoshen? Because when you walk, you might squeeze it out. We're not worried about it. Okay. Ein choshen shemis. But also, Shotchan b'afilu b'soch beiso. Rama says you cannot spread them out to dry on Shabbos, even in your house. Okay, someone's going to say, oh, this guy does his laundry on Shabbos. Okay, and the Rama quotes this ruling of Rav. Right, so that's how the Rama passes the Chumrah in that particular case. Shulchan Aruch too, Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Hey, Mishanoshu Kelev Maim, Holach Maim, Erechosh Shem Yavol L'Dei Shchita, Okay. Now he adds that, but if you had it out on the clothes on from before Shabbos, you don't have to put it back in. In other words, it was hanging there already. Okay. Anyway, well, what do we see from this whole case? Again, it's all parenthetic. What do we see from this case? This is also a Maris Ayin that's going to lead to somebody thinking what? What you did in the past. Right? There's nothing intrinsic about hanging the clothes up. What I'm doing right now, that's not Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin, what? I'm just putting clothes on a clothesline. But the concern is, an hour ago or 5 hours ago, he washed his clothes on Shabbos. So you see that there is such a concept of Maris Ayin, even projecting back to something that was done earlier. You know what I'm saying? Now, inherently, there's not a problem of putting something on a clothesline. That's not malach at all. Okay, but it's going to lead somebody to think that before, okay, it's not allowed, even though it'll reflect back to what it did earlier. So one can say, in our case as well, even if it's not clear that the food was cooked together, but if you're eating it together, so then someone will think maybe you cooked it together also. Yeah.
Maybe you could also say that it's possible to put something on the clothes line without doing speed at all. For example,
well, they may have just draped it over. I'm not sure. Probably just draped it over.
And that was
no speed to that. Yeah, I think so. I think it was with the yeah. Okay.
Is it one of the
theorems you're
hanging in a place where you don't
really
hang on? So that
it would
be fine.
You take it last time. Yeah, okay. Clearly, they're more about it. They're not worried about it. Yeah. It is possible that Shabbos is different, okay, again, because, let's remember, there they made an actual, again, what we said before, there they made an actual gzeira. They said, Shotchan v'cham v'lo k'neged ha'am. Okay, maybe there's a gzeira. Then we're let's see. I was just thinking that maybe you could say there's a gzeira. To make the chiluk between marasan and chashoda, like we did yesterday with the placing, is maybe you could say that when it's an actual gzeira marasayan, okay. So then they made it there. So then we're even worried about a marasayan of earlier. But by chashoda, where there's no formal gzera, maybe we're not worried about it. So you can make such a chilek. But anyway, we don't have, you know what I'm saying? But you could say that the case of Osmo is different. There's no formal gzera. It's like the place is not really milk anyway. There's no formal formulation of any kind of this. So there, we're not going to project back. Okay, it would have to be clear that it was cooked together and so on. But according to the, whereas by the drying the clothes, there was a more formal gzeira. So there we're going to even project Maris Ayin to something that might have happened earlier. Okay, but more important than this, okay, is the, or more important to deal with for us than this, is the following question. The Shach raises this in a continuation of Sukkot Bavli. Back in source number 3, I'm going to put to the beginning of it, but it continues, okay, in source 9, the Shach continues. And that is the challenging, really, the other assumption of the Ramah, and that is that there's no Marasai in the Rabbanon. Is that true? The Ramah assumes that the Dabar Pashut, that since we're only dealing with the Rabbanon, okay, and that led the Shach to have to say, well, it must be the stuff was cooked together, because otherwise it wouldn't be it would also be a Rabbanon. But the assumption, the working assumption of the Ramah is there's no Marasai for violating the Rabbanon. And that the Shach question, because he points out, and again, it's the cut involved, source 9, a continuation of the same Shach. He quotes the Maharshal, okay, and he's told the story about Purim with the chicken and so on and so forth, okay, and he says you need a heker, and he, even though it's only Rabbanan, okay, v'chein iskimo achronim, he said more the achronim seem to agree with the Maharshal in this case than with the Ramah, and v'chein yofen es daiti, and I think it's also true. I think the Marshal's right, not the Ramah. The Ha Afilu B'midi D'Rabbanan, Chashino L'Mar Zayin. Because, you know, again, the Shach says no heker whatsoever is needed by Bsar Oaf and Nolan Milk, because it's only, even with regular milk, it's only D'Rabbanan. As if to say that when you're dealing with Din D'Rabbanan, we're not worried about Mar Zayin. He's only worried about it with Bsar Behema, prompting the Shach to say that it has to be a case of Bsar Behema where it's clear that it was cooked together, the Derech Mishal also Torah. Right, so it's, and to address your point, even if you're eating it, okay, you're eating it now, but it still has to assume something happened earlier, right? In other words, it has to assume that it was cooked together, otherwise, it wouldn't be an Israel Achila Bosh either.
Yeah, but
right?
You want to compare that to the case of Kibbutz and Shabbos.
What I'm saying, you said before, what I said before is that there seems to be a Maris, this is an unusual Maris Ayin, because the Maris Ayin depends upon or reflects back to something that happened earlier. If I'm eating this Bsar Behema, which the Ramah agrees is a problem without a heker, so I'm eating Bsar Behema with almond milk, but the Shach points out, but it has to be that it was cooked together. So the Maris Ayin is right, it's not really on just the eating now, it assumes that something happened earlier. So that's why I said that's okay, because we see that by the hanging up the clothes to dry. There's an assumption that something happened earlier, namely that you washed it. It's not quite the same because the act of eating right now, it does project back. That's all I'm saying, which is okay.
Yeah. People talk about having not supposed to go to a trade restaurant to get coffee.
Right.
So one day, she'll say you're going to McDonald's. Forget about the Muslim. Let's say this is your debate. So what's Marzai? They're being the Baal. But the Baal, what's the Baal? The Baal is that in the past, the Baal was killed by Shita.
I hear what you're saying. Okay. But anyway, I'm just pointing out that even if you hold that not like you're saying, it's okay to project back within the rules of Marzai, at least, you know, when there's a fallen there. But okay. But more significant is this assumption of the Ramah that he said by chicken and no problem, you don't even need a heker. Why not? Apparently, there's no Marzai in the Rabbanan. And the Shach agreed to that. That's what prompted him to say there must be told that it's cooked together. Otherwise, even if it's Bsar Behema, it's not the Raisa, right? So is that true? The Shach says, I don't think it's true. And he marshals several Gemaras that seem to indicate that there's Marasayan on the Rabbanans also. All right, so I mean, I'm not going to read the rest of Shach. I quoted the Gemara. He says, but his language is, Dohafil midi Rabbanan, Chayshin le Marasayan, Bekama Dukti. And he mentions a few, Bekama Dukti, a few places in Shach. He's kind enough to mention a few of them. I told you, I always found it frustrating. Now, Baruch Hashem, they reprint all the sperm with footnotes, but it used to be sometimes a kind of a statement, could Isa become a Dr. Bishas? Could you just tell me one so I can look it up? Like sometimes you have a sperm, you know, okay, the person wrote it, but I don't know it. You know, I'd like to look it up. And you say, oh, yeah, it's all of Bishas. Okay, give me one place so I can find it, you know. And then it'll say Vishin Nun, Vishan Nisman, so I can find it elsewhere. But anyway, but the Shach is kind enough to tell us. I printed out the sperm to read inside one. It's a famous Mishnah in Shabbos, also Shabbos, Nun Dalet Amud Beis. I'm not even doing the order that he mentions it. Okay, one is Shabbos, Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, Nun Dalet Amud Beis is talking, and it's in the parak of Masechta Shabbos called Bamei Behema Yotza. Right, on Shabbos, so we know, I mean, you're not allowed to have your animal go out without carrying things and wearing certain types of things, because it's a question of carrying. Even though the animal doesn't have to keep Shabbos, but you do. And it's a deal of Shrisas Behemto. Right? That's the Nesach HaDibros. Right? Not that the animals to keep Shabbos, but you're not allowed to have your animal quote unquote, do work for you on Shabbos. So there's certain types of things which the animal can go out wearing on Shabbos, because it's not called carrying, it's part of normal clothing, if you will. And other things, which are problems. You have all these Mishnahs. So one Mishnah says, Nun Dal Rav Beis 10, it says, Ein Chamor, Yotze B'Mardas, okay, Mardas is like a saddle. Okay, the donkey can't go with the saddle, Bizman She'ena Kshurlo, if it's not fastened on. Right? Okay, if it's fastened on, then it becomes bottle, so to speak, to the body, and then it's okay, but it can't go out. Okay, that's not our issue right now. Below Bizug, okay, Zug's a bell. Sometimes they have a cow, like a cowbell, or they put on an animal's horns a bell. Okay, not that bell. Af al pi shu pakuk. Even pakuk means hollow. Even though it's hollow, so there's no. It's not going to ding. It's not going to ring. Okay, what's the issue there? Rashi, bezug is pamon katan. Fine. Okay, you're not allowed to wear that thing, that cowbell, even if it's not going to ring. Af al pi shu pakuk. It's hollow. There's nothing inside. Right. Okay, so afal pi shechalo pakuk memuchet, it's hollowed out. What does it mean? She'ein ha'inbal shalom. Inbal rings the bell. That's the Inbal Hotel, you know, in Yerushalayim. Have you heard of it? There's a hotel called Inbal Hotel, a fancy hotel. Why is it called Inbal Hotel? Because right near that garden with the Liberty Bell. Right, the garden behind the Inbal, on the bottom of the Karnei Yisrael, huh? Gan HaPamon, yes. I assume that's what it's called. It's right in the garden behind the Inbal Hotel. You walk down, I think they have a replica, whatever, of our Liberty Bell. No, it's like something to do with the Liberty Bell. I don't know. But anyway, be that as it may. So that's what's called the Inbal Hotel. Anyway, so that's the word Inbal. Yes. She'ena Inbal, so mikaskei shlashmi akol. The, I don't know what it's called. There must be a name for that thing that hangs down. Okay, then when the bell moves, it clings and gangs and bangs, and then it makes all the noise. That's what rings it. Okay, so she'ena inbal shalom mikashke shlashmi akol. It's a hollow inside. All right. Now, what could be the problem? I understand on Shabbos, the din of hashmos kol, right? You're not allowed to do things that cause noise on Shabbos. But what's the difference if it's hollowed out, right? I mean, if it's hollowed out, it's not going to make the noise. So he says, but Gemara Farish Tama. Okay, and all these things in the Gemara. Fine. So, what does the Gemara say? Rashi tells you, look in the Gemara. So, the Gemara says later on that same moment, Nun Dalam Beis 12. Below Bezug Afu Mishapok. Why? Mishum Demechse Keman Da Azil Lechingo. It looks like you're taking it to market, out to the marketplace. All right. What they used to do was salesmen, right? When they walked into the market with their donkey laden with wares that they're selling. So it would make noise, a bell, so it would attract people to come over. What's over here, right? Like, I remember years ago, my parents were not bungalow colony people. But the one summer, there was a friend of theirs said, our bungalow colony, we're going to be there. So my parents went for 1 month to bungalow colony. And on Sundays, I don't know if it felt like that in the bungalow colonies, but on Sundays, they used to have the people who come, salesmen would come, from people, you know, selling all kinds of junk. You know, I'm not junk, the clothing and sometimes guys farm, you know, but when they would come in, they would bang the horn and they would make a whole crowd. That's to attract people, right? You make noise. So in those days, that's like banging the horn. They would have the animal come with a bell and maybe try to get a distinctive bell. Like you can hear it here all the time, the ice cream truck. And the ice cream truck comes and plays that inane music over and over again. You know what I'm talking about? You hear it here all the time. To play that music and get the kids to come out. You know, they hear that music. No, the ice cream truck is here. So the same, I remember when I was a little kid, an ice cream truck came to our block. And my brother, a couple years younger, he was a baby. And as soon as he would hear that noise, he would start to cry because he was afraid, you know, we're going to get there too late. When he heard the ice cream truck, we'd run and get a quarter in those days, a quarter for my mother, you know, and we'd go buy an ice cream cone. So my brother was always afraid we were going to miss the truck. So he heard that sound. And he immediately burst into tears. A panic set in. To the point that, you know, we'd hear it on Shabbos when we weren't getting ice cream, but he started crying anyway. It was like Pavlov's dog. Anyway, so that's what this cowbell, donkey bell, was for. So it says, if you're going to wear the thing, forget about it. Not forget about it, but there's no problem. Enochanami. When it's hollowed out, there's no problem with Shmuel's coal. That's true. Okay, but, says the Gemara, it looks like you're going to when do they wear that bell? And he went to sell his wares in the marketplace. Okay, so even though it's hollowed out, it's not Hashmos Kol, but it's also because it looks like business, like Masik, you know, Yemeka Chomemkar. Right, Rashi says, Pakuk is Sasum, find the Chimga, Lashuk. That's what Rashi said in 13. Chimga is a word for Shuk, Limkor. Okay, Vitolim, Lazug, Lanoso. Like, I don't know if the animals hanover, but people's hanover, they hear the bell, whatever it is. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, what are we dealing with here? Okay, we're dealing with here, so to go back to the Shach. Okay, what's the problem? It's a Maris Ayin, but it's only a Maris Ayin on, as we'll see shortly, on Darbonan. Because the whole Mecha Chomemkar on Shabbos, our business on Shabbos, buying and selling on Shabbos, is only, we'll see Gemara Beitza, is only Gzeira Shema Yichto. Right? I mean, we're only dealing with Maris Ayin on Darbonan. So what people think go into the marketplace? At Darbonan. Elamai, what do you see? That there's Maris Ayin even on a concern that's fundamental to Darbonan. So that's one rye that the Shach brings. Then he points to another Gemara on Shabbos. Samach Dalam and Beis, Gemara to Samach Hei Amar Alech. Okay, where the Gemara makes the statement, I'm just relates to this, right? Amar Yehuda Rav, Komokom Sha'asu Chachamim Ve Maris Ayin Afilu B'chadre Chadorim Osir. Okay, like we said, Tanan, Belo Bezug Afal Pi Shepokuk. Okay. Now it says over there that you're not allowed to go at the bell, in our case with the bell, but the Tanya Idach, okay, Pokek Lo Zug B'Tzavaro Matalim of a Chotzer. But you can have the bell and walk around where? In your yard. But no one's going to see it, so then there's no concern that someone's going to think you're going to the marketplace. Okay, Matalim of a Chotzer. So ask the Gemara. So the Gemara says that that's the same, that's a kasha. Against Rav, this is something we asked before, the kasha against Rav, because the Gemara seems to say it's only a problem to go with this bell out where people are going to think you're taking it to the marketplace. But b'chatzah, in your own private yard, but no one's going to see it, so no one's going to think. So that seems to be against the rule of Rav, again, who says that Avhiv Chadri Chadorim is also. My answer again, Tanoi, the Tanya, showed from Rechav Alokanai, I'm Rav Elezer B'shiv, and also the same as before. Okay, so there's a problem even in your yard. All right, Rashi there says, Kol shas chamish shavas and sholach shav yisur kigon shir and rekasim agafayim aloyik shemon zeh bezeh the mechzi kozel chinuk. It gives examples of other things that they do with camels or other animals that would tie them in a certain way that when they went to the market. Okay, ba'alo bezug afu shupok ve'enam ol kol lo seitze bebehemizu. With time of parishna, like we said earlier, mishul the mechzi kozel chinuk. So that's the same, you know, machok as before. All right, but and again, Rashi explains it. Same case with the laundry, right? Shochan rechama. If you got wet, nishanoshu kela b'derek make shaman, right? Rashi said earlier, he fell into the water. And then Samuel Dali, he says it's, he got wet because of the rain. Either way, it doesn't matter. Avalo kene geram, shalom, or keeps him in Shabbos. Hai tana sovedi, nishanoshu, mutu b'chadorim. Now there's disagree. So it's interesting, the Rambam regarding the bell case, I just want to point out, the Rambam perek beis halacha tes, 17, right? So if Nezer Lot say say behem bezuk shemitzara, I feel like a pakuk shein lo kol. He passes like this, but he doesn't say if it's also usher in a private place. He doesn't say it. Okay, the Magen Mishnah assumes that's what he meant. Magen Mishnah printed there. Well, he doesn't really say it either. He just quotes the Mishnah. Lo bezuk avshu pakuk. More Mishnah messed up. Does a lechinka, but he doesn't say. The Rambam leaves. You can medayik in the Rambam. Maybe that case he would say is different for some reason. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch does. Aruch is clear. Shin Hei Sifid Aleph 19. The Shulchan Aruch is clear that Lovetia Sus, all these different things, the horse can't wear this thing, okay. And among the other things is this bell situation. Upokeg Zuk Shemitzara Matalba Bechotzer, Avelo Sei Tebo Lushus Harabim. Avuishu Pogabeni Hu Mitzara Benim Beksusa. Okay, he does make the chilek between the private here and non-private. The Shabur discusses why. Okay, but in any event, whichever you look, you can read up, you want to learn in the Shabbos why it's mutter, you know, in the chotzer. But be that as it may, one thing is for sure. Okay, the concern here is Maris Ayin by Darbonan. Okay, because Mecca Mimchan Shabbos is on Darbonan. Now, where do we see that? So that's a Sugyan Beitza 21. Lamed Vavad Beitza, the mission. It's a famous mission, important mission to know. The mission says, Kol shachav alav mishum shus, mishum shus, mishum mitzvah b'shabbos, chav alav mishum yantav, b'chabi yantav. Whatever is awesome, most people think, oh, you know, yantav, it's a mistake. Many, many front people think, yeah, it's yantav, it's okay. No, yantav, you can cook. into Yom Tov, you can carry without an Eruv, but most things are also on Shabbos, also on Yom Tov too. Okay, even the rights of the other Rabbanim, right? A few things you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. People think Yom Tov, there are all kinds of leniency on Yom Tov, which are quite, anyway, what does it mean? Elohim Yishum Shavuos. Certain things which are also on Shabbos because of Shavuos, means Rabbanim. Lo Olin Be'ilon, okay, not allowed to climb a tree. Why can't you climb a tree on Shabbos? Because you might break a branch. But Lo Roch V'Nagabe Behema, you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. Why same thing? Because you may, the branch will break off a twig or a branch to smack the animal, make it move faster, right? Below Shotin up there, Mayim. Now I go swimming on Shabbos for different reasons. Below Metapkin, below Mesapkin, below Meraktin, clapping and jumping and dancing and stuff like that. Okay, those are all Shavuos. What is Shavuos? All right, so those are optional activities that the Chachamim Aser. So the same way that Aser on Yom Tov, Shabbos Aser on Yom Tov too. Good. What is Mishum Rishus? Okay, Shushus means it's optional, but there is some mitzvah or some halachic element to it. The other things have no halachic element to it at all. Rishus means things which you don't have to do, but they do have you don't have to run Shabbos, but there is some, you don't have to do it all really, but there is some mitzvah connected. For example, Odunin, you can't judge court cases. Okay, again, they have it's an optional activity, but you know sometimes we do it. Below mekadshin, below chotzen, below miyabnin, cannot be mekadish on Shabbos. Okay, that's all it's called rishus. And elai mishum mitzvah, lo magdishin, giving them the hektish, lo marichin, lo achrimin, ain magdishin shuvah. So Ma'aseh says call elai biyom tivamu kavachom b'Shabbos, and then the Gemara that mishum concludes with a statement which many of us know from the Sechas Megillah, ain biyom tivamu Shabbos. Well, the Ein Bains, right? The last half of the first paragraph of Megillah. One of the Ein Bains, so it says, Ein Bain Yom Tov Shabbos, Alech Alev Shabbat. Fine. Okay. So we don't, that's when we're not Makadish women on Shabbos and so on and so forth. So you have to figure out why they call this Rishus, why they call that Mitzvah. Not our topic now, but that's it's a famous mission, Bates. It's worth knowing. Okay. There's a Truus Harmor about the weddings on Shabbos. The famous Jews on what I mentioned once. The practice, at least in the 1500s in Krakow, where I've all lived, other places, was that people get married Friday afternoon. And it was an economic concern because people cannot afford to make a whole big Suda and then Shabbos. But they had the whole town came. No, it wasn't so big. The whole town came to the Chasana Friday afternoon, and then the Friday night meal, everyone cooked something. The Friday night meal was the simcha of the chasm. It was an economic question. Today, I don't think you'll ever get invited to a wedding on Friday afternoon. You just don't do it. Okay, but in those days, that was the practice. So the Ramo has a shul. I've said this year over in the Ramo shul. I'm interested in the Ramo shul is in Krakow. It's not very big, it's not much bigger than this room. But the you can see where they're almost at. I think it was very, very. I told this once, I found it very emotional to be there because we've been. I'm hopeful we'll see what COVID brings, but I've led a couple times trips to MTA and adults, whatever, to Poland. So we're first in Lublin. So we're in the Yeshiva Chachma Lublin, which Mayor Shapiro founded, which is now a hotel. It's an Israeli owned hotel. It's not kosher, but you can get kosher food, but it's not a kosher hotel. So I stayed there once. He stayed in the hotel. Like with the Medrash, and now they have a whole exhibit as to what was, what was like in the days of the Yeshiva Chachma. Anyway, and I saw there in the base Medrash, I said over a shiur from something that Mayor Shapiro, I have a couple of his former homes. I said over, I thought it'd be right. And there's a shiur to say over. Okay, Mayor Shapiro was a Gon Olam. On many levels, Shir Chachma Lublin, Dafyom, and everything else. But so I didn't learn by him. I was not a Talmud of Shir Chachma Lublin. When it came to our Moshe, I'm thinking to myself, does a day go by when you don't read something from Ramo? It's like, so about 2 days, right? Ramo is like Ashkenazim, we don't take one step without looking at Ramo. So it's like, in the Ramo Shul, I found it very emotional. Anyway, I decided to give over this year in the Ramo Shul about a question that came up because apparently they were having this wedding Friday afternoon. They had it in the courtyard of the shul, right outside, which is still there, behind the shul, but there's a cemetery where I was buried. And Tosi Yantar was also buried there. Another Gedolah was buried there. But right behind the shul. Anyway, but in the courtyard, so that's where they make the wedding. So apparently there was some sichsuch And it's a Chumash Harmo, the regular Chumash Harmo. There's some sichsuch, and they wanted to hold up the wedding. They saw the two, I think they were orphans, whatever it was. So there was a Maisa, and Ramo was very eager to make sure the wedding happened. You know, we're going to make this happen. We're going to work it out. We're going to sit down. The Maisa, by the time everything worked out, it was well after Shkia. And he writes in the Shuva, what? And then there were 18 minutes, none of that. It was way late. And he did the Ramo, the Masada Kedushin, there in the shul courtyard. All right. So then it says in the Shuva, Vashma Harai Kol Rash Gadol. A big tumult. So there's a whole tumult defending why in this particular case he thought it was okay. But anyway, but that's, he quotes this sugya in Beis. Okay. Anyway, but what's the reason for all these dinim, you know, one on the Makdish and Hekdish and so on and so forth? So that's the mission in Beis is Lamed Rav and Beis. So the Gemara, Lamed Zayin Aleph 22, says, okay, Gzeira Mishum Mekach Omemkar. Right? All these things, the ones that are Mishum Mitzah, donating something to Hektish and Cherem and this kind of thing. Chumas Amayshas, it's an exchange. It's a halakhic, it's Kenyan, right? It looks like Mecha Chomemka. Right? That's why we don't do it on Shabbos. Because even, what's the problem with donating something to Hektish? It's because it's like Mecha Chomemka. All right? But Rashi explains what's wrong with Mecha Chomemka. Okay? So the Mecca went with Shemotzio Mirushus, Lushus Hektish, right? The transference of ownership. That's Kenyan. The halachic change of status, change of ownership status, right? So Mecca Homemkar, Osim and Amikar, the Sivim Tzoch Heftach of Dabar Dabar. So the first thing I say is the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perak Nun Ches, famous Pasuk, it's from the Haftar Yom Kippur, as it turns out, but it's some people have the minute, those who Dabar Nusos Far, the Sivim, they say those Pesukim at the beginning of Kiddush, lunch. Now that's what speaks of covered and owning, right? Rechibarato and Karsal Shabbos owning, and those psukim. So there it says, Rechibarato, so cheftcho bedaber dober. So that's Mekach Memkar, it's so cheftcho. Okay? Inami, but then Rashi says, Mekach Memkar also like Siva Shtari Mechira. Mekach Memkar, part of the business transaction is to write a bill of sale and or receipt. Right, today they print it out, but I mean, you know, that's so. Therefore, it's ksiva, and I've been talking about gzera, kula chad gzera. That's one big gzera. So therefore, according to this, you know, in Rashi, and that's in the Rambam as well. Okay, what? Ksiva is daraisa. No, ksiva itself is daraisa, but mecha chomemkar. Yes, gzera to ksiva. So that's on the rabbana. So and now we're saying bringing the animal with its bell to the marketplace, or people are going to think you brought it to the marketplace, it's only on a Darbonon. So the Rambam Paskin's like the second way, he doesn't mention Dabar. Rambam Paskin, Hilchos Shabbos, Parakof Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis. Okay, the Rambam writes, Kosei Me'avos Melachos. Okay, that's for sure. Writing is one of, like you just said, right? The Rambam says, Kosei is one of the Avos Melachos. Good. Lefichach Osir, Likhol Bepuch, Likhol is like, so the women with what we call it, eyeliner and mascara, and this type of the blue, you know, that's like color, mascara, so it's eyeliner, I don't know, something like that. It's pencils that they have that they, for makeup purposes. So that's called the likol. So, lefich asr v'puch, yotzo v'shav ne'eshuk kakosim. V'asr l'lavos, l'lavos, you're not allowed to lend, borrow, or lend gzera shema yichtov. Because you write down the terms of the deal. B'chein osur liknos or limkor b'liskor ahaskir gzeri shem yichtov. Okay? And lo yiskor adam polim b'shabbos romer l'chaber liskor lo polim. Okay? All these things, mekach memkar is you know, the buying and selling and lending and borrowing. All this stuff is also gzera of mekach memkar, which itself is also because it may come to right. That's how... That's what it says. However, the Shulchan Aruch Shin Vav Sif Vav notes that Cheftei Shemayim, okay, but Cheftei Shemayim is mutar on Shabbos. Kegon Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah Lifsol Kutzdoke, okay, these kinds of things. Also mentioned L'Shadeh Hatinok, right? That's in one of the Zmiris on Shabbos. Child.
Like a child?
No. I don't know. In those days, maybe did it. But that's one of his mirrors in Shabbos. Well, the Shabbos, right? That's the mutter. Okay. Anyway, so all these things, it's called Cheftei Shamayim. All right? And he also, because it says, Mimtso Cheftzecho, right? But not Cheftzeshamayim is okay. So we're lenient about, you know, the minig is to be mutter, because there are more rights, all right, that the people have a practice. Yeshon, the Mokum Shinogin Lite Lakorib Torah Misha Berech. A lot of times they make a Misha Berech. I want to say Misha Berech, but we're Shinoda, so on, Stucker, right? So no Dutstucker, all the Chazo, the money that that's used to pay the Balkari, they would get paid that way. People would donate to the shul, they would give it, that was his salary, right? But also, Bishabas Livso Kamayite, maybe you shouldn't mention a specific amount, you know, that far you don't go, just say Matana. It's the minute many people say, Mamo Shinoda Matana, or Tstucker, or Visaknes, and so on. And he says, Aminig, Haka da Muta Livso Tstucker, those things are Mutter. I didn't bring that up, it's interesting. But other than that, you don't make business transactions on Shabbos. The joke, even if you say the words Nishtav Shabbos Karet, okay, which means we shouldn't really talk about this on Shabbos, but all right, that's you know, that's not a matter. Just
to
say,
huh? It just turns you into amazing.
Into amazing, right? No, it's an old joke. A guy comes to someone's shul in the morning and he says to him, you know, Nishtav Shabbos Karet, I heard you're selling your car. So he said, Nishtav Shabbos Karet, yeah, I'm selling my car. So Nishtav Shabbos Karet, how many you want for it? So he said, Nishtav Shabbos Karet, I'm looking for 15,000. So he says, Nishtav Shabbos Karet, I'll give you 12. And Nishtav Shabbos Karet, I can't take less than 14. Okay, the park company comes back in Mincha. So he says, Nishtav Shabbos Karet, I'll give you 13. He says, Nishtav Shabbos Karet, I sold it to somebody else already. So, all right, but that's not allowed. But to Tzedakah, you know, that's a long one. I'm not going to print. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. But the internet that subject is a total side issue. To us. Well, Roman Simon Shinvov in the Sivvov, there in the Ilchus Shabbos, right? The Sivkot and Tezvav, rather. On that, the Shulchan Aruch Simon Shinvov Sivvov. And one of the Roman Tezvav talks about, you know, Tzorach Mitzvah. He talks about that sometimes they would sell Aliyahs. In the old time shuls, they would sell Aliyahs, or they would sell Aliyahs on Simchas Torah, they'd sell out to Haresa, or they'd sell, you know, sometimes Simchas Torah, they bought all the Aliyahs for the year. Right, they said, sounds super sorry. They would sell all the shishis. You know, this guy bought all the shishis the whole year. This guy bought all the Hagman Glilas the whole year. You know, so that used to be the practice. Okay, when I grew up, we used to go to my uncle's shul, lived outside of Pittsburgh, and Rosh Yom Kippur, they sold all the aliyahs. The Yiddish, Samaritan molds, and Sight molds, and the Uten molds. Right? That's it. We're going once, going twice, going three times. That's what it means. Right, they would sell the aliyahs, you know. And, all right, anyway, so that's. Let's see, one is about that, you know, I'm so sure about that. Anyway, but all of this has to do with the Gzeir Shema Yichtov. Then he talks about also giving presents, okay, the present on Shabbos. Sometimes the rabbis used to, like now, they give the Bar Mitzvah boy Chumash, right, or they give, I don't know, it's a common gift today, different shuls, different or something, you know, from my shul, Kos Gadol, something like that, you know, you give the kid a Bar Mitzvah boy from the shul, Bar Mitzvah gift from the shul. You know, they used to do what's called a chasid geshank, an offer if they would give. All right, so they make the kinyan before, or they tell him to have in mind not to be kone now, or he could be kone if he's going to use it. You know, that's a question. I was just at a chasid last week, so a fellow, the older brother, said to me, and I've seen years, I'm really friendly with the parents, but he said to me, he came over, he said, you know, you gave me for my bar mitzvah, I don't remember, he said, you gave me for my bar mitzvah in Mishnah Berurah, instead of Mishnah Berurah. And he said, many years before I opened it up, and now I use it all the time. Santa Chalami, many of the gifts I got from Mitzvah also. I didn't know. It's on the shelf for a while. You know, so also a cartoon of a rabbi saying, instead of the, it was on before, it's reminded me, the rabbi says to the Bar Mitzvah boy, instead of the traditional copy of the Bible, I'm going to give you an umbrella on behalf of the synagogue, because that I know you'll open up once in a while. anyway, but that's what it's all about here. Some Mishabur also in the Kotel Lamed Gimel talks about, but all the things for sure. The whole idea of Mekach Umemker, we're dealing here with the Dindra Abana. That's the point. Okay, and Gzeir Shema Yichtov, you know, Mekach Umemker is also Gzeir Shema Yichtov. It's Gzeir, it's Rabbana. Shema Yichtov. Ksiva itself, of course, the rice is one of the Amalachas, but it's all Gzeir Shema Yichtov. So business and all that. So coming back to our issue, okay. And one thing, by the way, the Shulchan does mention, this is 28, okay, and some in Reish Lamed Hay and Choshen Mishpat. Okay, Hamocher Kona Kim Shabbos and Kim Yom Tov Avol Pi Shemakan Asal Shavar Dibre Chachamim, and that's why I stress is Dibre Chachamim. Okay, again, if someone buys, sells, makes a kinyan on Shabbos against the Chachamim, Avol Dibre Chachamim, so it's clearly the Rabbanon, Mice of Kayamim. But the transaction stands. That's the old sugi of Yovid Mahani, Yovid Lo Mahani, not for us now. I just want to point it out because it says Sha'avar al Dibre Chachamim. So it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch we're dealing with a Rabbanon. Okay, so you put everything together, So if you're not allowed to have this animal have its bell on, because it looks like you're going to the marketplace with Mecca Homemkar, that's Maris HaNadrabbanan. Okay? That's Maris HaNadrabbanan. All right? So that really, based on that, the Shach says he thinks the Marshal is right. The Psar Oaf, only, even though it's also the Rabbanan, but there is Maris HaNadrabbanan. So therefore you need, like the Shach said, like the Marshal said, you're going to need a Hecker by the Rabbanan also. And just as a side point, you know, the I would like to mention this. The Rav, well, first of all, you know, when you get an Ali and you give to Tzachis, a lot of times, the Mishaberach, it's a funny Mishaberach, right? The Mishaberach, I'm saying, I'm going to go, the Yuvarach has so-and-so. Bavur, Sha'ala, Tara, Uvizchar, Zek, Uvizchar. What do you mean, Bavur? We don't, not allowed to ask for a reward for a mitzvah. Right, so Mishaberach so-and-so, Bavur, Sha'ala, Tara, Lachman, Amachman, Lachman, 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 Uvizchar, Zek, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's supposed to ask for Uvizchar. Okay, so that's what some suggest. I do in my shul. I course out the word bavur and bishar says. So it says mishaberach so and so sha'ala la Torah. Ask my bracha sha'ala Torah. But I'm saying that because baruch hu shmarav etzem kol tzatzu. Okay, so some people prefer that.
What
does bishar say? It would seem to me bishar says it was a reward for the mitzvah.
But if you take out the word bavur, you take out the word you don't take out bishar says.
No, I think you take out both. I do. Take a bow. Mishaberach was saying Baruch as Chaim ben Baruch. Sha'ala l'Torah l'chvar mochon l'Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yishmar ev. That's a tefillah. That's all. Now the only thing is by tzedakah, the Gemara says right the place on pasuk in Treyasa from Shabbos Hakadosh Baruch Torah. By tzedakah b'chanun abizos. So tzedakah the one time you are allowed to ask for or Titus will tzedakah you're allowed to ask for a reward. So you give tzedakah. Right? Then the second Mishaberach, the first Mishaberach is to get automatic out of Leah. Then the second Mishaberach, you want to make a Mishaberach for your wife and your mother-in-law and for your children and so on and so forth. So then, and then they ask you for tzedakah. So then for tzedakah, you're allowed to ask for reward. B'chanunu mezos, in lo eftach, so it was a shemayim, or a kosa brachad l'dai, right? But it says somewhat meisa there. So we extend it to tzedakah in general. That's after for Shabbos HaGadol. It's talking about meisa, you know, giving. You know, Havius call Meiser and so on. The base Otsar, Chanunu Bizos, test me, Akad Rokha says, right? Like the Gemara says in Tainas, and the test says, Aser to Aser, Aser, Bishril, Shatis Asher. Right? You'll get wealthy, you'll get a reward. So Tztaka, you're allowed to ask a reward for. So the Mishaberach, you make the Tztaka, then you can say, you know, Bavur Shanodal Tztaka, Bishaiser, Akad Rokha, you know, bless them, because there you're allowed to ask. I'm just meant, it's not the end of the world. You have to go change your shul, but.
There's actually in right?
Brings it, yeah,
correct. I think it's there. Yeah. It says that the
Rav. That was my
question. I think. So he said the Rav went to a shul. And
yeah, he kept asking him. He kept giving him what? He might make another Mishmer. That story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I heard that.
$10. Yeah. And okay, I'll make a Mishaberach for the Rebbetzin. I make a Mishaberach. I kept giving money. Yeah. And I don't know if it's but I definitely heard from the Mishaberach also. Yeah, the Rebbe's Machman. So look, I'm the Rabbi of the Shul, so I can make them an argument. But the other thing the Rebbe suggested, this I Machman on personally, but I don't insist on the Shul. The Rebbe said you should specify an amount. He felt you should specify an amount that you're going to give. He said, why? Because this might be an Ashrat, it might be an Ashrat. But he said, because what happens a lot of the time? A lot of time, you know, you get an Aliyah, you're in a good mood, right? So if you're, oh, you know, make a Mishaberach for all your relatives, anything else, you have in mind to give $100 to the shul. And that's what you have in mind. You say, Matamon Alitaknes. And now 2 weeks later, you got to sit down and write out the check. And then you're not in such a good mood. You know, I never said $100, did I? So I'll give him 36. You know? And the Rav said, Dvarim Shebalev, usually Ainim Dvarim, but by mitzvahs, sometimes Dvarim Shebalev have in Dvarim. So it could be you're in violation of another, you know. So if we said, say the amount. Say the amount, you know. Okay, anyway, getting back to our issue. So, Ayot and Mikol Zeh, all right, is that the objection of the Shach is well founded. Because why does the Ramot assume the Dover Pasha would do in Bsar Oaf, which only in real Chol, it's only Darbanon. Therefore, Mar Sinai doesn't apply. We see from a number of Sugyas, that's what Shach said, we see from a number of Sugyas, that Shach and Sukkot and Rav, right? The second hand. What was it? In Source 9. He thinks the Marshal is right, that even by Bsar Oaf, you need some kind of a hacker, you need some kind of a. you know, because Maris Ayin applies also. So it's interesting, if you take a look, the Taz in Sukkot and Dalad, here by us, 29, in Simfei Zayin, the Taz quotes also from the Marshal and so on and so forth, right? He agrees with the Ramah. He says, the Avki Dive Ramah Nechonim. He said, I think the Ramah is right. I think Ramah is right that there really is no Maris Ayin by Rabbanos. He doesn't deal with the, but nonetheless, he does say, Ukvar Nispasha Minig. He said, the meaning is we make a simon for a word about Maris Ayin Rabbanon too. He says, strictly speaking, and then the Shach, by the way, in the Klis HaKes, I didn't print it, I mean, look, the Shach disagrees with the Taz. Well, she does so. The Shach, in the Shach, said, he was the Marshal, and he responds to the Taz over here. He thinks, it's a Machlokes Shach and Taz, really, whether I'm always right or not. You could make an argument, if you want to take a look, I just forgot to print it. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Tezvav suggests then maybe the riots from Shabbos you can question, because by Shabbos, there's another issue on Shabbos. There's also a din of Tishbos, right? Shabbos has separate rules, okay? You can't learn just because on Shabbos, there might be reasons that were machmer on Shabbos on the Rabbanans, you know, from Maris Ayin, which it wouldn't necessarily extend. And it's all the Shach's riots were from, you know, Sugis and Shabbos, whether about the laundering or about the, you know, about the bell, which Mekach Memkar and Shabbos and so on and so on. There were Shabbos arayas. So the Aruch HaShulchan notes, and you can look it up, I think it's Sif Tezvav, in our siman here, Pei Zayin, says not Lav Davki can bring arayas from Shabbos. Okay, and the Taz thinks he's right. But the, Pisrei Tshuva here, source 30, Pisrei Tshuva here, in Siman Pei Zayin, Siv Yud, he quotes again the Maharshal. He responds differently. He gives a different answer to defend the Shach. He says, "Ba'ayin benun sai is nachas tzvi." That's another sefer that he wrote. Okay, shekasavti the mikol mokom ein lesor aneich shalok b'chav shkedim belisha aneich shkedim etzlo. He says as follows: there's a basic distinction. He says, all the riyas the Shach brings are true. Okay, and the Ramo would agree with that if. If it's in public. In other words, he says, Ein lesol an epsarp of shkedim belish in a shkedim etzal el ein hu bifnei haroim. If other people taka see it, kemo besudas gedolos, the ika mem ayin stands here for not mitzvah, but maris ayin gomor, abu beso mutter. Okay, he makes the following chiluk to Pisrei Tshuva. He says, yes, it's true that there's maris ayin even by a chashash with Rabbanon, but there's not chadri chadorim. That's the distinction. Okay, the Ramah was talking about. Let's go back to the original source. Ramah was talking about nagu lasos chol mishkedim aniach b'vasar ov hoven. Just where? At home, by your own kitchen table. So then, we're not worried. When it's only the Rabbanon, we're not worried about it. What was the Marshal's case? It was Purim. It's not a Purim, you know, Purim, people over, the Suda, people coming in and out. That's different. You hear what the Pisrei Tshuva suggestion is? Right? He said, I agree that the Ramah is right. Ain't less on Ech Bosser, unless it would play a role. The Ramah would agree with that. Ramah just says that it's not a problem by Bsar Oph, B'chol of Shkedim, is not a problem, yeah, by yourself. Okay? But if it's Besudas Gedolos, right, the public meal, a big meal, it's Purim, you know, the people in the house all the time, the tumult. Okay, then the Ramah would agree that, you know, that you have to have it. But fundamentally, Pisrei Tshuva says, if you're all by yourself, then he agrees with Ramah, okay, that you don't need a hecker by Maris Ayin Rabbanon, because that's, you're by yourself. Okay. But if you're Rishnei Amba Eidah, so then the Marshal's right. Okay. And again, he was talking about the Purim. So the Ramah, it's not that the Ramah holds no Isser Maris Ayin by Rabbanans. The Shach with all these riots from Gemara than there is. Ramah says, I agree. Okay, but look at those cases. Those were public cases. Okay, that was people see the bell, right? And we even saw that Shulchan Aruch seems to say, if by yourself, it's okay with that bell. Oh, the hell of that bell. right? Well, the case with the laundry, we made a chiluk. So the Ramah would fundamentally agree, those cases, I agree, of course you have to have a heker. Of course Maris Ayin applies. Okay, of course Maris Ayin applies because those are more public, all right? But what he says is that when it's Chadre Chadarim, okay, when you're Chadre Chadarim, then it's only Drabbanan, then I'm not worried about Chadre Chadarim. It's the extension, at Kol Mokom, whenever we say, is Maris Ayin, Afil B'Chadre Chadarim Oser, that the Ramah would say, when it starts with a deraisa problem. That ruling that kol mokom osur and marasayin are filled with chadre chadam osur, that's with a marasayin problem. That's a marasayin problem. That's only if you start out with a deraisa situation. If it's garbonon and you're also by yourself, so then the Ramah says we're not worried about it. That's the piskitcho. The problem with it's a clever answer. What's the problem? I mean, the problem is ikar chasam and a sefer. Ramah should have said that. I mean, you would have expected Ramah to say to make the chiluk. I mean, Pesach Tshuva says it here. It's important. That's fine. But as I said, you would expect Ramah to say it. That's all I'm pointing out. Okay. Now this whole question about Chadre Chador Madin de Rabbanan, just if you don't mind, just give me another couple minutes. You have a few minutes still? I just want to finish this off. Okay. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what Pesach Tshuva says? An objection is that you would expect that Ramon maybe would have made that clear, that he was only talking about, privately. Okay. There is a Gemara Ksubis, where again, there's a principal sugi of Chadre Chadarim and Marasayin. Go to the next sources quickly, 31. Ksubis Samach Amar Aleph, Tanya, Nacham Yishgai Omer Tzinor, Shalom Bo Kashkashim. These are not the scales. Here, Kashkashim doesn't mean scales. Tzinor is a pipe. Like a drain pipe, to bring the water off the roof so it doesn't land your house. Rashi says, "Makaleich mayim in a gag," right? Brings the drain pipe, like we have drain pipes today. So it got shalobo kaskasim. Rashi says, "Kaskasim koshim ba'asovim shesosmin u'ma'akvin es kilucho." It gets clogged up, leaves and grass. Like happens to you also, junk that gets caught in your drain pipe and then everything backs up and it's on your roof and it leaks into the house. Those problems today also. Now it's a big thing that what's called leaf guard. You ever see those? They have the different type of drain pipes now on the roof that it's very hard for leaves to get in. They put this, I don't know why I didn't think of that earlier, but they have it now. When we had our roof redone, we had that put in. Okay, anyway, stuff can still, gook can still get in there. But anyway, so that's the situation. So what happens if it's on Shabbos and you see it's raining and your pipe is full of this junk clogging it? So it says, Memachan Baraglo, but Sinna Bishav Zenochotish. Give it a kick, to clear it out. You can shake it to clear so the dirt or whatever, the leaves will fall down and the water will push it out. You can do it on Shabbos, right? But Memachan Baraglo, Bitsina, only Bitsina, Zenochotish, my time. That's Misakein Kelachar Yadu. That's fixing something, but it's in an unusual way. Instead of fixing it and cleaning out the pipe, you know, with your hand, you kick it. Machan, you kick it with your foot. Okay, Rashi says Kalachayad, Aide Shinoi Baraglo. Okay, you do it with your foot, yeah.
So you don't normally clean it like
it. Right. That's what I'm saying. Normally you get some kind of a pipe and stick it through or whatever. But here, right, that's what Rashi says. Aide Shinoi Baraglo. The kick the Shino. Okay, it's Kalachayad. Ube Makom Seda Logazar Barabana. Since it's a Makom Seda, because the water gathers and then it won't go down the drain, it'll stay on your roof and eventually leak into the house and ruin your furniture, right? So that's Makum Sedalo goes about it. Amar Biel says, Halacha Nachem Yishgalyim. And Biel says, that's how he paskin, like Nachem Yishgalyim. Okay? So Tosus asks, Tosus there in Ksuba Samachom and Aleph asks, the Ravasko, the Machan Baragla, but Tim Shabbat 33. The Hod Omar Komokum, Shoskom and Mara Sayan, Afil Bechadri Chadam Osir. Why is that Mutter? It says Betzina. Why? If it's Mara Sayan, okay? So, it looks like like you're fixing something the right tikkun mana, right? So he said, no, Hainu Dafka be Isra Malacha de Oraisa. Tosa says it. Tosa says the Chadre Chadarim also. That's only Dafka be Isra Malacha de Oraisa. Kemo Shot Chan Bechama, like drying something in the sun, which is traced itself back to what Kibbutz, which is the Oraisa on Shabbos, right? Avalo can I get on that? Kemo on Shabbos, so Samachay Shem Yiru Yisbur Shem Kibbutz on Shabbos. Aval Hacha, what are they going to see? Lo Yira El Malacha Kachia. It has to be two things. You have to do it in an unusual way with your foot, and two, it has to be Bitzina, right? So he says here, Aval Hacha Lo Yiru El Malacha Kachia. The Havdar Abanan, the Lo Gazar Abanan, Lost of Chaver Chadarim. Right. In other words, yeah, you're doing it in a not normal way, so it's not a doraisa. There's no doraisa here at all. You're doing it in a not normal way. You're cleaning out the, you're kicking it with your foot, whatever it's kalachayon, okay? And number two, it's mitzina, so they, when it's kalachayon, it's only darbonon, they didn't say, b'charech adorim is also. Do it with your foot in front of people, that would be a problem, Taka. Okay? But doing it here, because marasayin is even by darbonon, but b'charech adorim is not by darbonon. Therefore, it's mutter mitzina. Got it? That's the tosis. Ksuv samach v'nalam. Okay, and Tosafot there tells you to take a look at the sugya mod cotton of chesam bay. Similar sugya, real quickly. Okay, mod cotton chesam bay to chalamoy. Okay, so tanila 34, tanila lahad tarar banan osin called tzorchei ames. Rabbi Chumah Latzana, somebody dies of chalamoy, so you can do whatever is necessary to prepare for the burial of chalamoy. Okay, including you know whatever has to be done. It goes on osara, mechabs on ksusa, whatever has to be done. But osin al oron. Okay, you can make the box, the coffin. Okay. And even banging nails and so on. You bang the nails, but sin of itself, basil. All right. Rashi says, Yeshua and some of the Sukkot, Erev Amoed, the Torah got a lot of sauce amoed. Okay. Again, a Kalamoid question. If you have the nails from before, fine. So, Tosis there, Mod Cotton, Chesna Base. Okay. That's what the Tosin Subas told you to take a look at this Tosis. The Tos says, Amanasum, but sin of. You're also before Hesia. Okay. Why? Why is that the mitzvah? We also there too. Okay, no, it's like the tzinor shalom kashkashim. Okay, because Tosis is saying that Tosis' assumption is that the chalamoid is from Malacha in general is only darbonon. That's what Tosis' assumption is. So therefore, it's mutar mitzvah, but not before hesed. That's the assumption of Tosis. And the rush there in Shabbos in Parchov Beis. Simites, I'll finish up quickly. The Rosh also makes a distinction, makes those things also, makes a distinction between Darbanon and the Daraisa regarding Chadri Chadorim. Okay? Not everybody agrees to that. Not everybody agrees to that. The Ran on the Riff and Beit, the Abdallah Beit, going over Ham and Al. Different Maskos will kneel alone here is Abdallah Beit, but the part that we want is on Ham and Al, the long run. Okay? So also, see the Ran, one second. Yeah, he says, and ain't l'chalak b'in r'shul rabbin l'shul yochid for these things. Because you allow it in private, then the guy will do it b'shul rabbin, because he'll say there's nobody here. And you can't leave it up to each personal situation. Everybody can say, oh, my case is different. Right? Oh, there's nobody here. I see nobody's looking right now. Right? There's always somebody looking. Right? That was, you can't start with that. The guy say, ain't kan ron. And then I have all kinds of issues. Okay, only thing is, the case of the tzinor, okay, it was a shas atzorech, it was the welcome pseudah, and so on and so forth. All right, so the machokas also in terms of the psak, okay, the Mogan Avraham, it's in Shinal of Sukkot and Tess, Sukkot and Nunvor rather, towards the Chadr Chadorim, he says he doesn't like this chilek either between Rishus HaRab, I'm sorry, between the Dorbon and the Rai. So why? Because the Gemara should have said it. Forget about the fact we said that the title of the Piskei Teshuva, you know, the Ramos should have said in his case. Among the wrong time, the Gemara should have said such a chilek. Right? There's a difference. The Tosa says it, and the Ram disagrees with it, seems, but the Gemara should have presented such a chilek. Okay? All right. Anyway, the Mishabura, according to Kiva Eger, there in Simon Shem Aleph, on that Simon Shem Meme, on the Mogan Avram, okay, it tries to explain why it might be different. The Mishabura says that Tam, the Lo Chilku Chachamat Takonosan. All right, but he does mention that the machlokas is achronim about it. So, bottom line, the Piskei Teshuva here says that our Ramah is mekel when it comes to Bitsina, and there are some shittas like that. Okay, and therefore, you can even say if it's only on a drabbanon, we are worried about Marasayin, that we agree with. Okay, but we're not worried about we're not worried about Chadri Chadorim. So that's again the problem with Piskei Teshuva is that the Ramah didn't say it. You know, and even though some Rishonim say it here, the Gemara also didn't say it. So that's a bit of a question. So I believe that tomorrow we'll finish up and we'll mention where Salamachik's approach to this. Okay, and then we'll bring it to the very end of Halacha Lamaisa, and we'll do our foods today. So we should be able to cover all that tomorrow. So, okay? Very good. Okay. Stop over here.